One other thing I was going to ask you about related to lenalidomide. We were talking before about this idea of using indefinite lenalidomide maintenance. And I'm curious, I don't know, you know, you mentioned that this patient was very well informed, whether you got into the issue of second cancers with lenalidomide, and if so, what you told her about.
Yeah, we always talk about that. I think that's one of the informed consent parts of that, and talk about that increased potential. Patients with multiple myeloma always seem to have an increased risk of second primary cancers, and this almost doubles that. It's still a pretty low number, and it's always talking about that risk-benefit, potentially keeping the myeloma at bay for longer versus a second primary cancer. And so it's a similar concept there. It's a risk-benefit type of discussion.
And was that a major concern for her, or she was okay with that?
You know, for her, and obviously for her age, she wasn't all that concerned about it because she figured she may not develop a secondary cancer at any point in time. And again, she had not had any cancers, not even a skin cancer up to that point.
Interesting.